Hey, before I start today's episode, I want to tell you that Tally Tumblers are finally here. Yes, the long wait is finally over. I have yard game tumblers, tennis tumblers, and even a tumbler especially for golf. Oh my gosh. So these tumblers are stainless steel, rotating rings, keep track of your score, so you'll never lose track of that score while playing your favorite backyard game. How perfect is that? You could get your tumbler right now at tallytumbler.com. Use promo code TALLY10, save some money, grab yourself a tumbler, and have some fun. Play, sip, score. Tally Tumbler.
This is Toss Talk, where it's all about yard games, having fun, and what it takes to create social entertainment. With your host and creator, Kelvin, on Toss Tunes Radio.
Hey, what is up? And welcome back to another episode of Toss Talk. And today we are playing slots. Yes, yes, this is a brand new game that's not on the market yet, but you can pre-order it now. This game mixes rollers, cornhole, and it is just engineered in a way that it just looks really cool. You have to check this out. Check them out on Instagram. They're up on Facebook. Check out their website. Slots is going to be one of those games where you don't see it and you might see it everywhere. It's fun. It's a little bit challenging, but also a good time. Anybody can play, and that's the best type of yard game when anybody can play. So I got the owners on the line. We are diving deep into how this game came about. So, hey, let's get into this chat.
All right, Kelvin, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Kelvin, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man.
I'm glad we can get this all together, and I'm stoked on your game.
Thank you. Yeah, this is cool. I like it.
Nice. Yeah, so let's just hop right into it. Thank you guys for joining me on Toss Talk. Of course, and I'd like to know, like, how'd you guys get the game started, and where are you guys from?
All right, I guess I'll start this one off. My name is Shane Sweeney, and the game kind of came up from mowing my lawn. Crazy enough, I had a little push mower, and I have a big yard, and I would always play with my dog out there. My dog would never fetch anything. So I threw him a couple balls and the balls got lost in the grass, and it came time to mow my lawn, and I ended up mowing over this like super solid rubber indestructible, so to speak. And it shot out of my push mower, and it hit my front wheel on my push mower, and it blew it off into the air, and it like exploded. And I kind of left it in the yard, and I push mowed my yard with three wheels, which that's never a good idea. Don't ever do that. It looked horribly when I got back to it. But the wheel, my mother-in-law picked up the next day, and she went to throw the rubber, just the rubber part of it, to my dog. And again, the dog never fetched it, so it was left in my yard again. So I picked it up, and I gave my shot at trying it. And I started rolling it, and I'm like, hey, man, this is kind of cool. I can roll this wheel pretty good through the grass. It actually goes because there's a little bit of weight to the wheel. Okay. And I said, I got an idea. So I was just thinking out loud in my head. Like, I got an idea. I ran into my garage, grabbed the first piece of plywood I could find that I just had laying around, and I decided to use my circular saw and cut some slots into it. And that's pretty much how it happened. I put some stakes, I screwed them on, and I just put out in the yard with some random cans of spray paint. I just colored it up. We had some friends coming over in like an hour and a half. So I made it within an hour and a half, and Lots was born.
Wow.
Sorry, it's a little long-winded, but.
It's all good. No, we got to get the true story. What happened?
That's it. Yeah. Shane's a doer.
You just automatically just envision you can make a game out of this?
Yeah, I guess. I was trying to aim it like at some of my kid's toys. Like, he had one of those, like, play school slides. And I was trying to ramp it up because I'm, like, throw it up through the slide. And, yeah, just fun, just messing around. Why not?
Nice. So where are you guys located?
Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah. My name's Mitch Sweeney, Shane's brother. We grew up in Michigan. Shane's still in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I moved down to Vero Beach, Florida. And so that's where we are now. Kelvin, thanks again for reaching out and getting us on the show. We're happy to be part of it.
Absolutely. Of course. Yeah, I love seeing new games and also just, you know, creative games, because I haven't seen anything quite like yours, and it does look like it's fun to play, and it definitely came out of creative idea, so it's awesome. Good job, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
So, out of Michigan, guys created this game. Tell me a little bit more about what happened when your friends came over. Were they stoked on it? Did you guys have a good time?
Well, yeah. I mean, we had a great time. We didn't really know what we were doing, so we were just literally trying to just roll this thing at it. And I kind of told them, I said, all right, hold on 1 second. And so I think we were cooking hot dogs or something at the time as well. I said, all right, give me 1 second. I took another piece of plywood in my garage, and I made another side as fast as I could, not to use up any more time that we had while they were there.
You're good.
And we just started kind of like making some rules, you know, and just messing around. Just had a good time. It was awesome.
Dang, that is very cool. So what version would you say you were on from, like, the original concept? Like, how did it evolve?
Oh, what are we on, Mitch? What do you think?
well, probably around like the 7th kind of different design. And they're not major changes between the different versions. But, you know, as you develop something, you figure out what works and what doesn't. And sometimes you would never have known unless you tried that version first. So
I hear you.
Yeah, we've come a long ways. And it's a little bit ironic because can almost look at it like a little bell curve as where we started, and then we made some major changes towards the middle of the version, and then now we're kind of back to where we started again. So some ways, Shane kind of nailed it from the beginning.
It must have been dumb luck or something, but it worked.
That is awesome. For a little more context, how exactly do you play the game?
Sure. Yeah, you know, we've kind of dialed in on the rules and exactly how to play. So it's pretty simple. It's pretty intuitive. We think that's one thing that makes the game so great, is you can almost walk by someone playing it, take a quick glance, and you kind of have a good idea of how to play. So there's two slots boards, about 25 feet apart, and then you can play 1v1 or 2v2, and you have two different wheels. You take turns rolling the wheels back and forth. The big slots on the board, the board has, you know, two big slots on the sides of it and one narrow slot in the middle. So the two big ones are worth 1 point if the wheel rolls through it. And then the middle slot is worth 3 points, which is pretty intuitive scoring for a lot of yard games. So you play to 12, and if you go over 12, then you go back down to 7.
Okay.
And that's pretty much the basics. You have to roll the wheel, so it has to land before the halfway point. So no throwing. You can't really toss it. Which, you know, some people like to do that, but rolling it is fun. And these rules are really kind of, they kind of got developed for a reason. A lot of the rules are kind of encouraging people to play the game how it's supposed to be played, and where we think you get the most enjoyment out of the game. So, for example, when you roll the wheel, you're 25 feet away, so you have a little bit of time before the wheel actually gets to the board, and that anticipation, that buildup of the wheel rolling, creates a lot of the fun and the enjoyment of when it goes through the slot or when it hits the board and doesn't. And we think that those levels of satisfaction that you get from that is what really makes the game great. We love the different levels of satisfactions that you can get as you get better at the game, and your skill increases. And, you know, maybe the first time is you try to roll the wheel and it kind of flops, right? Or it curves way off.
Yeah.
You know, it takes
Or you hit a pine cone in the grass.
Yeah.
And then as you get better, you know, maybe you can roll the wheel all the way to the other board. Maybe it doesn't hit the board, but at least you got a nice roll. So you're happy about it. And then you're hitting the board and then you're going through the big slot. And then finally you get one through the middle slot. And Shane can attest to this every time we've played. It doesn't matter whenever we play, whoever we play with, the first time that someone gets a wheel through the center slot, their feet are leaving the ground, they're jumping, they're throwing their hands up. It's
they always jump. They always jump.
Imagine. That is awesome. Yeah. Do you find it a little bit harder for new people to pick it up, or is it pretty much easy and you get it through the hole, you start having fun?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's some sort of aspect of luck, you know, so anybody can make it.
Yeah.
You know, there is a finesse to it. So, I mean, it's really easy to play. Sometimes learning to roll the wheel, it does take a couple tries, but eventually, you know, you kind of get it, but that's part of the fun. But yeah, I mean, anybody can get it. But like I said, there's a finesse to it. When you start to get good, it gets really, really fun. You kind of slow it down. You kind of play the terrain a little bit. Sometimes it, you know, if you play on sand, it has a different effect. It, you know, as opposed to grass or hard grass or a little bit longer grass. So your playing environment kind of constantly changes and evolves, you know?
Yeah. I get it. I mean, playing all these different games, like learning a different tossing motion and then like, you know, learning how to just kind of pick your spot so you can get it all the way there. It's so interesting, at least to me. So I hope your customers enjoy that as well, because I think it's so much fun.
yeah, thanks. And you know, I think to even speak to that, I've played with a lot of different people as well, and many of them say, you know, I'm not really good at any of the other games, but I actually like this one. I'm actually pretty good at this one. And I think that just speaks to a different mechanic altogether. I mean, maybe you're not good at tossing things or spike ball or you know, something like that. You can roll a wheel. It's pretty intuitive. So
And
you
get a few of the older generation as well, who really start to grab hold of the wheel and they're like, you know, they kind of feel that weight, kind of brings it back. I hate to say bowling is more of the something in the past, but it kind of is. But they really do like the bowling kind of feel of it, along with horseshoes where you're carrying a weight where it's like a, you know, you actually feel something in your hand, and they just really like that. And I've had a lot of people who are older say that. So.
No, I mean, just thinking about it, that just reminds me of bocce ball, because I run bocce ball leagues.
Oh.
And I do have some older people in it that are like never played bocce before, but are really, really good at it all of a sudden, but they can't really play other yard games. So I get how you could have that same motion in there.
Yeah, sure.
So I want to know like what the wheel exactly, what's it made out of?
Go ahead, Mitch, on that one. You know that really well.
Yeah. It's about 3/4 of a pound in weight, and it's made of a plastic rim, and it has an actual rubber wheel attached to it around it. So it looks like a mini tire. I mean, it's a mini wheel. And it has a good feel in your hand. We've made it intentionally to where the treads of the wheel match up with your index and middle finger, the length of them. So you kind of have a nice grip on the wheel.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. What I was kind of envisioning, but I wasn't sure.
You kind of want to do like a, almost like a backwards kind of flip where it kind of rolls off your finger or off your two fingers, and then it will actually kind of carry through over the top of it to kind of like get a forward spin on the wheel to help carry it through whatever you're going through.
I get it. It's kind of like the game rollers a little bit. They have like wooden type wheels.
That's right.
You guys just kind of bumped it up a level, so that's awesome. Got your game. How long have you guys been selling, or how long you guys been in business?
Oh,
well, long time.
No, not really. So this,
yeah, well, a long time April, in your concept.
Yeah, right. Since the very initial start of it, it was April, I think April 21 or April 23, I think the 21st okay. April. And then it's been about 4 years for product development, design, making some out of my garage, you know, to start out off the very get-go. But yeah, now just these past couple years, we're really starting to nail her down.
Yeah, I mean, I would say really the 2 years, maybe 2.5 years leading up to where we are now was, you know, we just weren't in the right, you know, place to start the company and get things going. And, you know, Shane was doing it a little bit, but we just weren't ready. And finally, we're like, okay, let's go ahead and get this going. And so I'd say like about a year ago, we really pushed hard and we've come a long ways.
Yep, absolutely.
Nice. That's good. Congratulations on, you know, getting through those humps and, you know, getting an actual product out there, because it's not an easy task. And the people that do it, they attest that it's a long journey.
Oh, absolutely. It is.
Oh, it is. So where are you guys getting the game manufactured these days? Is it in the U.S., out of states? You guys doing it yourself?
We worked with a product development company, and it's a great product development company we've been working with, and they've been able to, you know, develop it to become a commercially viable game, because that's our goal. We, you know, obviously we want to sell the games online. We want to get them in retail stores as well. Probably that's our primary focus. And so we're designing it for that way. So when it comes to manufacturing, we're up in the air a little bit.
Okay.
We, you know, there's some things that are, you know, that we have to kind of figure out, because some expenses, if you can manufacture it overseas, are much higher than they used to be. And so we would love to manufacture it in the United States. And I think that's where we're headed. But it's still up in the air, like I said.
Okay, so you guys aren't ready to sell yet, or you just have a couple in stock?
We're not ready to sell yet. We're going to launch. Our goal is to launch in the middle of June this year. And so we're pushing really hard in the final stretch here. It's not been easy. We've run into a few roadblocks, but our plan is to launch online in June of 2022.
Yep. Okay. Well, it sounds like you guys have gone through a lot, which leads me right into my next question. What do you think's been like your biggest setback in like trying to get everything started and launched?
I would have to say definitely product design hurdle. Like Mitch was talking about, you know, the first initial design was good, and then we wanted to kind of change it a little bit to make it more to be able to produce it a little bit easier, and then, you know, we kind of had to go back a few steps to realize kind of the fundamental concept behind the game and what makes it actually work properly and what's the most enjoyable. So that I would say was definitely been probably one of the more difficult things for sure.
And yeah, Kelvin, I appreciate this podcast because, you know, people probably from the outside looking at this game, I mean, I would probably feel the same way. It's just a board and a wheel, right? It's pretty simple. Like what's so difficult about designing this?
And
ultimately, I mean, if we just wanted to have a product as kind of a hobby and sell it to our friends and family and online, it probably wouldn't be that difficult. However, making a product that needs to be commercially viable to you know, to match the requirements of, say, a Target or a Dick's Sporting Goods or a Walmart, there's a little more that goes into it that is kind of behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So those have been some of the hurdles that we'd have to get past. And I think we're making good progress.
Yeah, that is. Exactly. Yeah, this is exactly why I started the podcast, just so I can hear different struggles, because it's like, yeah, it's a product, but like everybody has their different little niches and like areas that are a struggle to them, and you know, it could help other people when they're going through the same thing.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I hope maybe in the future, if you know, we're successful, I hope that if people listen to this podcast and they're running into some of the same headaches that we ran into, I hope that they can reach out. I think that's the beauty of being so connected nowadays.
Yes. And I've seen a lot of that just via Instagram and in the messages that people are chatting with each other and, you know, getting advice and cross promotion. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you still starting up, and hopefully you guys get out there in the summertime. It's perfect. I love launching things in the summertime. I feel like people are ready to buy. Just for me personally.
That's the hope.
All right, guys. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We'll be right back after this short break. Hey, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you have not heard of Quartersback, let me change that for you. Quartersback is a fun tabletop game that involves elements of literally like all the games. I'm talking cornhole, can jam, dice, quarters, everything. This is a fun tabletop game that can even involve up to 10 people. Yes, I said 10 people. How about that at your party? Everybody just playing one game. That sounds awesome. And right now, Toss Talk listeners will receive $5 off their first purchase of Quarters Back. Use promo code Toss Talk, capital T's, no space, Toss Talk. Links are in the show notes. Get yourself a set and enjoy. All right, so welcome back. Let's get back into this chat. I'm sure you've talked to all your friends and families about it, but have you had any like strangers come up and like ask about the game? And what do you think they're like, misconception they have when they encounter it for the first time?
Oh man, yeah, I have a lot to say about all that. I live here in Florida, where it's a little bit warmer than up north in Michigan all year round.
Okay.
I'm playing this game constantly, and first and foremost, a misconception that I see and hear all the time is, well, does the wheel roll on the beach? And a lot of people don't think.
One.
Yeah, they don't think it does, and that's, I can tell you, that's like the only place that I play this game is on the beach. I play it probably 95% of the time on the sand, and nice. It rolls really well. We have a blast. We were just out there actually yesterday till like after the sun went down, playing with a bunch of us. And so, that's a huge misconception. They think it just works on grass, and it definitely works on sand.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I like that. I would kind of say like the sand is a hurdle that, you know, some people would think it wouldn't work, but like I said, I have rollers, and rollers works all over the place, and that wheel doesn't even look as nearly as industrial as yours, so that's cool that it works.
Yeah, we wanted to design it with a little bit of weight, obviously, because the first wheel that we had actually came off the lawnmower, so it had to be a little bit rugged, and we just kind of carried that weight over just because it does so well.
The lawnmower idea, I like that. I'm gonna have to make a meme out of that or something.
You know, a few more of the misconceptions, just because I hear them so often. A lot of people think that there's point canceling, similar to cornhole, which is a good assumption. However, it's probably a little more difficult to score in this game than it is in cornhole. And so we don't do point canceling. We just add them up immediately. And the games last about the same time as a cornhole game, maybe a little quicker in some situations. But
yeah,
so I think we have a good pace to the games. And also, I think one thing that I hear a lot when I'm playing is, especially from new players, when two people make the wheel into a slot, they think that they get the wheels back, because kind of like beer pong in a way, right?
Yeah, it's beer like pong. Yep. I'd so, probably do that.
which is fair. I mean, it seems kind of like the intuitive thing to do. However, actually, when you get to be good, as you advance in your skill, you'll make them in more often than you think. So it's kind of nice. I like games that tend to be a little more skill based rather than luck. And I think we have a good balance, but I'd say it leans even a little bit more towards skill, quite a bit more towards skill, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I mean, I feel like once you kind of pick it up, you can really kind of get the hang of it. And then it's just like aiming to get it in there.
That's right.
And, that random pine cone will definitely mess you up.
That's
never really,
Yeah, you never know like how uneven your grass is until or like your backyard is until you start playing a game like that, because then it's like you start reading the green, it starts rolling off to the left some, you're like, I thought this was flat, like what's going on here?
There's times it looks like it's going right in, and all of a sudden at the last second, I mean, it literly hops the board, and you're like, I don't even know what just happened, you know, and that was the winning point.
Oh, my gosh.
It just adds to the excitement.
Yeah. How tall is the board? Like, what are the dimensions?
What was that question? I'm sorry, I didn't hear
it. I said, how tall is the board? Like, what are you aiming at? What are the dimensions on it?
So the dimensions for height is 13 inches, and the width of the board, oh man, what was it again exactly? Was it like 39 inch?
The width of the board, 39 inches? Yeah, it's around there. Yep.
Yeah, it's around there, 39, 40 inches. Yep.
Okay. That's a decent place to aim at.
Yeah, and then the slots, you have the middle slot, which is 2.5, and then the outside slots, the big slots, are 8 inches.
Okay, now it's just getting smaller.
Yeah, you only have an inch. So if you were to put the tire exactly in the middle, you only have a half inch on each side of that middle slot. So it is fairly tight.
Yeah, I can see how disappointing it would get when it just like nicks off the side and doesn't go in.
Yeah.
But that's cool. I love that. Because as soon as I saw this type of game, I was like, you know what? That is fairly easy. I feel like that should have been invented already. But the way you guys did it, you made it look good. And it looks like a fun yard game. So can't wait to try it out.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to some random questions. Let the listeners get to know you guys a little bit better.
Okay.
I'm going to fire off about 5 questions. Shane, you can go first, and then Mitch, you can go second, all right?
Sure, perfect.
All right, so first question. All right, if you're having a party, what's your go-to dish to make?
Oh, I'm a griller. Got to be hot dogs and hamburgers.
Right.
Yeah, my favorite dish to make is probably beer. I'm bringing the beer, man. I don't know.
Are you a brewer?
No, I'm not. You know, I'm not a brewer, but I just really like beer. So,
good. I know we're in like the golden age for beer these days.
Yeah, we are.
So many like breweries around and everything. It's crazy. Yeah, I was in Michigan last summer up on Torch Lake, and I went to Schwartz Brewery up there. Oh, my God. Yeah. Some of the best pizza and beer I've had in forever.
Yep, Schwartz is great.
All right, question number 2. What's your favorite backyard game to play besides yours?
Oh, besides ours? Okay, yeah, because I'm like, flop. No, I really like game. I have so much fun with that.
Repeat that. What'd you say?
Can jam.
Yes. It's a good one. Mitch, what about you?
It has to be cornhole. I love cornhole.
All right. I know, like, I hear all these new games now, and it's just like, those are just like the classics, but like, I can't wait till like, you know, a game like yours is like one of the classics, you know, like everybody's out there playing all these random games.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
Question number 3. What's the most interesting place you've traveled?
I've been to Grand Cayman Islands. It's probably one of it.
Nice. I like that. What about you, Mitch?
I'd say Bogota, Colombia recently. That was a good one. A lot of fun.
That is random. Where'd you go out there?
I got a friend of mine who he's from there, and he was there for like a month or so, and so I went to visit him. A good time.
Nice. Did they have some good food out there?
Oh, the food is amazing. It's so amazing, and you know, just seeing the city of Bogota is eye opening. There's lots of people in the world, you know.
That's awesome. That I wouldn't have think to travel there, but I don't know. I put that on a list.
Yeah. I took the opportunity, I guess.
Nice. All right. Next question. Name one thing that you excel at in your business.
Design.
Nice.
I'm a designer.
Just like logos and the product and everything, or just you creatively just designing everything?
I came up with the logo, and it kind of just stuck, and after a few tweaks, and then just kind of started with some different colors and ended up with the gray, and just like throwing it together.
Nice. I like that. It's always good to be creative. I felt like I really got my creative juices going when I started doing more business things, so it's very cool.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. Shane is very creative. And he just does stuff, he thinks it. He doesn't just think it. He pretty much does it. That's one thing that's always nice. For myself, I tend to do pretty well at, setting up any type of systems that need to kind of be in place, or, organization maybe, or like account. I used to be an accountant, so accounting.
Okay.
And finance, kind of just organization.
Nice. Oh, I like that. Yeah, you guys got a good fit going on. It is good to like find your groove and, partner that you match up with. I like that.
Yep. Mitch is exceptional at it. I don't even touch it. I don't even want it.
Nice. All right. Last one. What's the most influential book you've read?
I'd say Winning the War in Your Mind by Craig Rochelle. Just kind of helps keep you on track, keep your mind focused, focused on the right things, not the wrong things. And nice. I love it.
I like that. That I might have to add that to the list. Sounds good.
It's good. Very good.
Mitch, what about you?
Oh man, the most influential book. That's a heavy question, man. I mean, there's a lot, I guess. I like Good to Great from Jim Collins. It's a really like motivating book. I guess I'll go with that. That's been influential.
Nice. I like that. Well, that's some good answers, guys. I think I have to get to know you guys a little bit better. This is good.
Yeah.
So I know you guys are just starting out and you haven't really got to the whole selling point of the business yet, but from where you guys started and where you're at now, looking back, what is one thing you wish you would have done differently, like when you initially started, or would you have just done it all the same way?
Start sooner. Just really just take off. We knew we had something, and we just should have just really started sooner. So if you're listening and you have a great idea, go for it. Just do it. Honestly.
Nice.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Just take the leap of faith and just get into it.
Go for it. 100%.
Yeah. Do you say that because you're finding that you're moving faster and you feel like it's a little bit easier for like a, maybe you had like a roadblock of like starting, or?
Say Mitch, not really. I mean, not necessarily starting would be, starting faster is better in the sense of like, the speed of doing it, but starting to actually take that first step and do it, because you either aren't sure if you have something, or, you kind of lack a little bit of confidence, but again, just take that leap of faith, know that you do have some confidence and go for it.
Nice. That just trying to get out there and do it.
I'd say it's important to kind of just set things in motion. I mean, that's so much of life is just sending that email or going forward with that business plan or starting that little business or whatever it is. You just set it in motion and you'll be surprised. I mean, you're going to run into roadblocks and obstacles, and I mean, we sure have, we still are, but knowing that we're going to keep pushing through it, and you learn every time, I think it's so valuable. So therefore, if we could have started sooner, by now we would have been further along in what we know, and we would have gotten past more obstacles. And so I think that's where we're coming from when we say start sooner.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I love that. And I'm in full support of that, because just like with my podcast, I actually didn't think I'd be having this many people new games.
Yeah.
Like, I find new games, like last week I found another new game. I'm like, wow, this is like amazing. Like, I love this, and people are so creative, and yeah, just get started.
Yep.
All right. So what are you guys most excited about coming up? Well, let's say besides, you know, launching and everything like that. Yeah. What's something else that's exciting for you in the business coming up?
You know, man, I mean, for me, and I think Shane could agree, and probably anybody who has a business of a consumer good that they want to just get out to the world. But I can't even tell you how much I envision just being on the beach, some random beach, and seeing people enjoying playing slots that I don't know. Like, they're just going to enjoy playing slots on the beach, and I get to watch that and see that. Or if I'm in a store and somebody has slots in their cart and they go check out, man, that, I can't even tell you. I'm so excited to see that.
What about you, Mitch?
Yeah, Shane, what about you?
Shane, what about me? Sorry about that.
No, you're good. I just want to see the game on the shelf of a store and see people playing it, like Mitch said. I mean, I think that's like the ultimate, you know, to know that you made something, it's out there, and people are loving it, having just as much fun as you are. That's what I want. I
love that. Yeah, have that vision in mind. And yeah, if there's anything I could do to help you guys, I would love that. And yeah, I'm happy just to see brand new games out there, and yours is so unique that, yeah, I have the vision for you. I want to see it out there.
You already
too.
Are helping us.
Yeah. Kelvin, we'd love to work out some sort of deal for your listeners or whatever the case is. I know we can talk details later, but we'd love to do that. We just want to get, you
know. Of course. I want you guys to get started first. Don't even worry about that. When you're ready, we'll get it going. But yeah, I want that product out there, man.
Thank you.
Last question. Enjoyed talking to you guys. I just got one more for you. So as new yard game entrepreneurs, what is your mantra or quote or inspiration that's getting you up, getting you motivated to get ready to sell slots every single day?
Ooh. What do you think, Mitch?
Yeah. Well, you think, I mean, I can tell you kind of a main thing for me, and we didn't mention earlier, but you know, it's not just Shane and I who are in this business. We have our dad, and
shout out to Pops.
Yeah, absolutely, man. He's been supporting us and helping us every step of the way. And actually, we couldn't even do it without him. So, first off, you know, just having him in there, and I know Shane agrees, but having him, you know, supporting us has been huge. And so, he, you know, he's worked hard his whole life, and he's done a lot of construction and masonry, and my brother's in that too. And that's what kind of our background is, construction. And, you know, it's a good trade, but we would love to get into seeing our product bring a lot of enjoyment to people. And so just having that kind of underlying idea in my head every day, it kind of motivates me to get a fun product out to people so they can enjoy it. So, you know, we can focus on that instead of some other things.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah. You know, family members having that support, and, you know, just wanting not to let them down. And
yep,
if they believe in you, and obviously you guys have come this far, so it must be a fun game. So I believe in you guys. So that's awesome. Everything's inspiration.
Yeah. I'm excited for you to try it, Kelvin. I can't wait to see you give it your first roll.
I'm excited. I live here at the beach, so I'm gonna be on the beach with it.
Hey, perfect. All right.
All right, guys. Well, that's all I got for you. And it was cool to, you know, hear the background story, and I'm excited for you guys to get started and get it out there.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate the time. Thanks for having us on.
Yes. We'll be in touch, and thanks again.
All right, thank you.
We'll see you. Thank you.
That was Mitch and Shane, creators of the game Slots. Yes, it's a fun game where you're rolling a wheel across the lawn into a slot. I love these creative yard games. I feel like I can spend hours playing a game like that. You know, something simple, but have a little bit added difficulty to it. It always makes for a good time at a cookout. Oh, man. So if you guys want to check out Slots, links are in the show notes. Check them out on Instagram. Like they said, they'll be having some games available for you this summer. Add that to your backyard game arsenal. And I got a lot more fun things coming up for you guys. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.